T-I-N-A-S. I-N-A-N-S. It's right after Romans. You got Romans, Galatians. Yes, Galatians. 856, 860 in our Bible. If you got our Bible, it's 860. Page 860. If you have it, say amen. 860. 860. Hey, what Bible you got, Larry?
No Bible.
860. Page 860. 860. 860. 2 Corinthians chapter 19, 20, and 21. Chapter 2, verses 19, 20, and 21. Will you have it?
Amen.
Say amen. The word of God reads, "For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I live now in the flesh, in my human body, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Comment. In Romans 6:14 says, "We are not under the law, but under grace." And I read to you 2 and 20. The Apostle Paul, we are to say what he said, that we are dead to the law. Say to yourself, dead to the law.
Dead to the law.
That I might live unto God.
I might live unto God.
He said that we were crucified with Christ.
Crucified with Christ.
And now Christ is living his life in us.
Amen.
Amen. You're dead to the law, Ten Commandments and all that. You're dead to offering sacrifices. You're dead to circumcision. You're dead to everything that contained the law. We're dead. We died. But in Galatians 2:21, he says this. I'll be ministering from this verse. "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is what?
Dead
in vain." He died for nothing. Now how many know Christ didn't die for nothing? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to use me, to use the Holy Spirit, to use me to bring forth this message about frustration. And Lord, I pray they get an understanding, they open up their hearts, they may receive the engrafted word, they may grow thereby. And God, bless your word this morning. Encourage someone that may be down through your word. I ask all this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Stop.
Stop.
Frustrate. The grace of God. Stop frustrating the grace of God. Do you know what frustration is? Did anybody here know what frustration is?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a definition. The definition of frustration in the Greek says this. To do away with. To set aside. Disregard. To thwart the efficiency of anything. Nullify. Make void. Frustrate. To reject. To refuse. To slight. This is what Paul is saying was happening to the grace of God. They was doing away with the grace, setting grace aside, disregarding grace, making it ineffective, nullifying it. And we don't want to frustrate the grace of God. You know, I know I get frustrated. I know Brother Evangelist Adam gets frustrated too. It's frustrating when you have prayer meeting, nobody show up but three people. It's frustrating when nobody comes to Bible study. It's frustrating when you got two or three people on, don't have to go nowhere, don't have to drive nowhere, but get on the phone and call in to Bible study. It's frustrating when people don't give a dollar here, a dollar two there, and they eat up half the food. It's frustrating. But nevertheless, by the grace of God, there go I. But you don't want to frustrate the grace of God. And what's happening in the body of Christ is we are making grace none and void. We're frustrating the grace of God. Most churches are nullifying or frustrating the grace of God. Let me say what I'm going to say and break it on down. The Apostle Paul was frustrated because he came in and told the people, "You're not under grace, but under law, but under grace." All right? And they had freedom in grace. Now, grace don't give you a license to sin because grace is the Holy Spirit is going to convict you faster than law can ever do. Only law can do is condemn a person. It couldn't give the person the ability to fulfill it. But now you have the Holy Spirit. Now you can fulfill what the law says. And Paul came and preached to this church. And they got saved by faith in the cross. Faith in what Christ did. Paul painted a picture. He placarded. He pranced around with like the placard. All they actually seen the death of Jesus Christ through Paul's ministry to him preaching. Like he went around and said, hey, Christ died for you. And when he died, you died. When he buried, you buried. When he rose, you rose. He told them that, and they were saved simply by believing the gospel that Paul preached. If you're not saved by confessing Christ in your heart, and believing that Christ died for your sin, buried him again, if you don't believe that in your heart, you ain't saved. Let me say it again. If you have not confessed Christ and believe that he died on the cross for your sin and he was buried on the third day, if you not have not believed that he died for you, buried, the DBR, I say, death, burial, resurrection, you haven't heard, you haven't confessed your faith in that, according to Paul, you ain't saved. You got churches full of law. Oh, it's not circumcision. You don't have to be circumcised no more, but you got to do all these things. Can't wear this kind of hair. Can't have makeup on. Can't wear your dress too long. That's the way it used to be. There's so many laws. So many rules. And Paul said, you're not saved by what you do. You're saved by faith. By believing what Christ has already done on the cross for us. And once you believe that, God gives you grace. Uninterrupted flow of his grace. And grace is everything you need to live in this life. It's everything that you need. It's uninterrupted. As long as you have your faith in Jesus, that causes grace to run to you. And there's no works involved. It's simply believing thus that Christ, who is Jesus, our Savior, our deliverer, our redeemer, faith that he went to the cross. While my son said, while you was yet a sinner, he went to the cross, paid your sin debt, because all our sin comes from God. All our sin. But thanks be to God, through faith in his son, our sins have been meant, paid for present sin, past sin, and future sin. Past, present, and future. So, if you got sin, you got to find Hail Mary, go talk to the priest, you go right to Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Amen. And God is going to forgive you of your sin. Without any interruption for man, it's you and God. And he will wash you like you've never sinned before. He see you white as snow. Any guilt you now, I gotta watch myself in here. When you sin, you have conviction. Conviction is not condemnation. But the devil wants you to feel condemned when you're actually convicted. Condemnation, you condemn, you feel condemned. There's many people in prison, we're going to prison Wednesday. Many of them feel condemned for the things they've done. I got letters. They feel condemned. And they shouldn't feel condemned. They made a mistake. They did something. They need to ask God. They need to accept Christ as a personal Savior. And when they do that, that pays for what they've done, already done. And do it the same way, faith in Christ. So Paul is giving these people freedom. And here comes the Judaizers, the Jews. No, you got to have faith and you got to do the works. You got to have faith, you got to get circumcised, you got to keep the Sabbath. Paul said Christ is in the law. And he tells us in 21, do not trust the grace of God. If righteousness comes by the law, by doing works, then Christ died in vain. Stop. Frustrating the grace of God. You already got the grace. You got grace this morning. You got grace. God, grace woke you up this morning. Grace brought you to the church. Did you have any words to come to church? No. Larry Walt, others rode. You had a maid. I come and pick you up. Yeah. You didn't do anything for that? No. That's grace. Grace say you don't deserve nothing. I'm going to use Michael here in a minute. You don't deserve anything. Because I love you, I'm going to do it for you. Come here, Michael. I got a better understanding of this. I got a better understanding of grace. Come here, Michael. Lay down there. Just straight down. Lay straight down. Say, Michael's drunk. Say, drunk.
I'm drunk.
No, you're not a drunk. Say, my brother asked you. And I come along and say, brother, you need the Lord, man. You got a big problem. You need the Lord. You say, I do? And this is how God is with us.
It may not be drunk. It might have a bad attitude. It might be drunk. It might be whatever. And grace comes down here. And Greek, one Greek says, you stoop down. But grace stoops down here where Michael's at. Hey, man, I'm going to help you. You don't deserve it because you're a sinner and you belong to the devil before I came. But I'm going to save you. And I'm going to help you. That's what grace does. Mm-hmm. Don't deserve it. Don't earn it. Mm-hmm. Because love, he said, he's going to stoop down to your situation. Mm-hmm. And that's just what the cross did. Christ came from heaven down here to earth to help us. Mm-hmm. He said, grace and truth came by. Jesus brought grace. He came down and fell with him. He found out what was wrong with man. He knew what was wrong with man. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to save you. All you gotta do is bleed out, pay the price of your sins, and I'll bury it. That's all he was saying. Mm-hmm. So grace is unmerited favor. It's divine assistance in this life we live in. Mm-hmm. And God said, I'll give you all the grace that you're gonna need to live. Okay, thanks, brother. Good illustration. Mm-hmm. But stoop down. I'm gonna bury it. Remember those old song. Stoop down is an old song. Stoop down. But anyway, never mind. Get out of that way. So, grace means God's gonna not only save you, but he's gonna help you live this Christian life. Now, Paul said, by grace are you saved. No, by grace, what? Through faith, you're saved. Now, here comes apostolics, who I'm from. No. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You got to speak in tongues. Then you say. Then you have to. And Paul says, it's by faith. And it is by faith, believe me. The Baptists come along and say, you got to be water baptized. Baptized the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then you're saved. Then they say, well, they'll say you're saved if you got Christian experience. And they don't really know you're saved or not. So what I'm trying to say is, the only way a person is saved is by faith in Christ. Plus nothing. Faith in Jesus plus nothing. Now, I ain't coming against water baptism. I ain't coming against packing stuff. I'm saying the only requirement for you being saved or being made right with God is faith in Jesus. That is the only requirement. It's simple. Believe what Christ done. Believe in your heart what Christ done for you. You're saved. That's it. All this other stuff. Help me out, Larry.
Oh, really?
Let me say this. This is why I don't hear from Bethel. Because I'm not preaching. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You got to speak in tongues to be saved. And they say that everybody here in this church is unsaved. There ain't nobody saved at that church, and I know who said it. So they have an idea nobody here is saved. Because we haven't spoken in tongues. We haven't been baptized in Jesus' name. Help me, Jesus. Right here. Anyway. So we all going to hell, so they don't have no fellowship with truth set free. Because we don't believe like they believe. My word says, by faith, grace are you saved through faith. This is the exact same problem Paul had. He preached the gospel, which you preach here, and you had these Judaizers coming in, twisting the word, saying you gotta be circumcised. It ain't no different now. They want you to be baptized in Jesus' name. Every church got some kind of thing. Check the preacher's hand. They got some kind of method for you to be saved. And the Bible says, Word of God says, if an angel from heaven come preaching anything other than what I'm preaching to you, let them be damned. They come preaching any other gospel other than the gospel I'm preaching to you, let them be damned, go to hell. Now, I ain't about to tell the Baptists they're going to go to hell. I ain't about to tell true minds they're going to hell. But they ain't preaching what Paul preached, and the revelation of how to be saved was given to Paul. They're adding on to Paul's works. And that's just what the Jews did. They came and said, nah, Paul, you ain't one of the 12. You weren't with Christ when he was healed on the ministry. So they tried to downgrade his ministry.
This church is going to grow. Don't worry about that. But you got people praying against this church. We all going to hell as far as they're concerned. But read the word for yourself. By grace are you saved through faith. Plus nothing. Not plus water baptism. Not plus speaking in tongues. And then I believe in tongues. I believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that. Don't get me wrong. But none of that is going to save me. It's my faith in Jesus and Him alone. And Paul was saying, you're frustrating the grace of God. Grace says, just have faith in my son, plus nothing. Faith in what I did, plus nothing. That's what grace said. He said, you're frustrating the grace of God because he says this. If righteousness, if being right comes from the law, doing works, then what? Christ died in vain. Let me break it down to you. If you can be righteous by keeping the law, then Jesus Christ was the biggest fool that ever walked. To have gone to that kind of death on the cross and didn't accomplish that for which he died for. But he did accomplish it. It's a finished work. And he did not die in vain because you're here this morning. You're not here because you're keeping no law. You're here because you have faith in Jesus. The book of Galatians is constantly showing the difference between law and grace. How Paul's confronting these little congregations up there in Galatia, who are submarined by Judaizers who are saying that you can't be saved by grace alone, but you need to keep the law. This is Paul on attack from this. You got to be circumcised. And we might think, oh, that's back in Paul's day. No, it's going on right now. You got legalism in all the churches right now, except for the one that's preaching the cross. Because, see, what Pastor Miller said, Sonny said, the cross takes all human effort out of it. Anybody can be saved. And it's no works. You see what I'm saying? You're saved by faith. And when you try to be right with God by law, you frustrate the grace of God. You frustrate what God Christ did on the cross. He's frustrated when he sees you try to be right. You can't be right with God apart from Jesus. Jesus is our righteousness. Somebody get Romans chapter 10, 1 through 4 for me. I know this ain't no shouting message, but it's all right. It's the truth anyway. Romans chapter 1, read through down before. Read for me, sister. Somebody. Say it loud. Now watch. These are the Jews.
What's chapter 1?
10. 1 through 4. These are the Jews who are attacking Paul about the... They're mad at Paul. Gentiles are getting saved. Those ain't Jews are getting saved. And they tell the Gentiles to get saved that they got to keep the law. Look what Paul says. Somebody. Romans chapter 10. Y'all need to go to Bible school. Y'all know, it take that long to find Romans 10.
I've got it, but I don't have my glasses.
Okay, go ahead, Brenda.
Go ahead.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Wait a minute. He said, my prayer to God is that Israel might be saved, right? So he's saying most of Israel is not saved because they're still waiting for Jesus to come and don't know he's already came and gone. And God's going to give them what they want, and then they're going to find out the real Jesus. Go ahead.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
Right there.
Oh, help me, Lord.
The church I was in, I can still sit in Bishop Lamb, my pastor. They have a zeal for God, but what? Not according to knowledge. Not according to the word of God. Because they had the knowledge of God that the only way you can be saved is by faith in Christ. They wouldn't be giving you all these things you got to do to be saved. Apostolic said you couldn't wear makeup. Couldn't have earrings. Couldn't wear a long dress. I mean, they couldn't wear a dress below your knees. But now they got a little bit more knowledge, so now they don't require all that. And nowhere in the Bible says a woman can't preach. Most of them are women preaching. Nowhere in the Bible says that. Okay, go on. They got a zip and don't have no knowledge.
For they being ignorant.
Shouting all day long. Ain't got no word. Don't know nothing. Go ahead.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness.
Hold it. They who? Those who tell you got to do all these things to be saved. They're ignorant of what?
God's righteousness.
Go ahead.
And going about to establish their own righteousness.
Hold, Lord Jesus.
And not
submitted
themselves
unto
the righteousness of God.
And not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Who is the righteousness of God? Somebody? good. Now, and I've read this, and it's the Jews, but you know what? It's a lot of churches. It ain't just the Jews. We got whole denominations. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do that. You got to do it. You ain't speaking tongues, you ain't saved. We don't have nothing to do with them. They don't speak in tongues. But you ain't saved by speaking in tongues. You're not saved by water baptism. You're saved by what? Faith. Plus nothing. Not faith in Christ plus this. Gotta take your preacher hand. Gotta go to Bible school. You gotta do all these things. I hope you're saying what I'm saying.
Amen.
I hope you're saying what I'm saying. Not what I'm saying, what the Word of God says. They, being ignorant of God's righteousness, go about establishing their own righteousness. And I can give you a scripture. Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. He's the one to fulfill the law to totality. He fulfilled the law. And he told Paul, you ain't under the law no more, Brother Paul. I already took everybody's sin. I already paid everybody's sin debt. I died for it, and I rose for your justification. And by your faith in that death and resurrection, you are now righteous. You're right with me. Ain't nothing you can do to make yourself more righteous. Ain't no how many times you go to Bible study, ain't no how many times you go to prayer meeting, ain't no how many people you can fix, help out, over with her, and all the help she can. If she ain't got Jesus, she going straight to hell. She always best good. She best somebody. But I don't think she know Jesus. And Jesus, all the work she done, I don't care. You might love Oprah. I love her too. I hope she gets saved. All the work she's doing don't mean nothing in God's eyes. Only thing to make you right with God is faith in Christ plus nothing. Hear me. Faith in Christ plus nothing gives you the grace of God, gives you your rightness with God, gives you, justifies you with God. And when you try to do other, go around Jesus, go around grace, it frustrates the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's calling you in the first place. You frustrate the Holy Spirit. And I ain't going to tell nobody that they're going to hell. But Paul said, the Word of God said, if you come preaching any other thing than what we preached it to you, let them be damned. Bethel ain't preaching the cross. Bethel ain't preaching the cross. True Vine ain't preaching the cross. And I was apostolic. But I don't know what the word say. The best thing Mr. Larry taught me was study this word. Show yourself approved. You need to read this book for yourself. Don't go by what I'm saying. Come to Bible study. You got a question, call me up. Call Adam up. We're not lying. If I'm lying, I'm going to be held accountable for it. But I'm going by what the Word says. I'm not misinterpreting anything. This is what the Lord says. Let them be down if you preach any other gospel. And you frustrate the grace of God. And then he goes on to say, you fall from grace. Whoever's going to be justified by the law. He says, if you fall from grace, in other words, you're not relying on grace anymore. You're relying on your own strength. Well, stop frustrating the grace of God. I was frustrated this morning when I was doing this message. I typed it up. They're going to print it out. Then all of a sudden my thing says, not responding. Not responding. I clicked on it and clicked on it. I had to close the program out. Lost half of my message. I went back and retyped it. Same thing. I was getting frustrated. But I'm here to tell you, it was in my heart, and I went by what was in my heart, you got to stop frustrating the grace of God, You know what frustration is, God's trying to bless you, but you ain't believing, God's trying to bless you, but you ain't believing, He said you're saved, by faith, Not of works, You can't do nothing to receive the grace of God but believe, And you frustrating grace, When you're trying to do everything on your own, Lord, I can get me a job on my own ability, I can do this on my own ability, just what the devil wants you to do, But God said, I'll give you all that you need, But you got to have just some faith in me, And I'm going to send you all the grace, all the unmerited favor, all the divine assistance that you need, Just place your faith in my son, but when you go outside of God, you're committing a spiritual adultery, The Bible says we are married to Christ, We are the bride of Christ, We are his bride, The wedding feast ain't yet started yet, but when we get into heaven, we're going to have a wedding feast, But right now, you're married to God. Well, everything that you need, you need to ask Jesus to help you, Ask him for his grace, Call on his grace, Why are you trying to do everything on your own, Going to the pastor, Going to your friend, Your girlfriend, boyfriend, nene, dede, whoever you're going to for help. Well, all your help, come from Jesus. Well, all of my help, came from the cross, when he died, and when he was buried, and when he rose, That's where my help came from. I know it was on a hill far, far away, but that hill was called Calvary, And what he did on the Calvary, He died for you and me, He gave us grace. They didn't deserve it, Sinner headed for hell, but in our state, our pitiful state, he did something about it, My son said last week, mercy, you look at your pitiful state, but mercy means God looks at your state. Your pitiful state, he does something about it. He's seen our state before you. He's seen your state before you was even born. He knew man was lost. And he knew man was listening to the devil. But he left heaven. And he came down here, to see what we go through. And the Bible says we don't have a high priest who's not touched with our feelings or our infirmity. Everything you're going through, Jesus knows it. Every time you get hurt or feel hurt, Jesus knows all about your trouble. Jesus, we sing that song, Jesus knows all about my trouble. He knows all about you, because how do he know, brother? Because he's in you. The Bible says he is in you. The Holy Ghost is in you through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, I'm going to leave you. I've got to go. I got my work done. I went to the cross. That was my job. And I paid the price for your sins. And your sins killed me. But on the third day, my Father raised me up. He raised me up. I done it for you. Now I'm with you right now. But now, since I'm going back, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. And on the day of Pentecost, what happened? He said, you shall receive power. After Holy Ghost come upon you, shall be witnesses.
Amen.
Unto me. This wound Judea, Samaria, and all the most parts of the world. So when a test comes, Angie, when you're going through something, Brother Larry, and you're in pain in your body, you got the one that heals all diseases. Yeah, I can pray for you, but you need to go to Jesus for yourself and receive the grace that he has for you. This applies to any problem, anything. We need bill pay, so I go to God, and hopefully he'll bless one of y'all. Y'all can bless the church. What I'm saying is God wants to bless you. He wants to give you all the grace that you need. And grace is a ticket, but grace is activated by faith. Faith in Jesus plus nothing. How do you say faith in Jesus plus nothing? He got water baptized today. He saved. Water baptized don't mean nothing if you ain't got no faith in Jesus. You got sinners. Go down a sinner. Drive one. Come up a wet one. Ain't confess Christ in the heart. Ain't believe nothing but the gospel. They ain't saved. Now, he don't believe in water. I believe in water baptism. It's symbolic. And what all that took place is symbolic. You going down the water. That's you going down to the grave of Jesus. Raised up. You come out of the water. That's identification. But he never said be water baptized for salvation. I ask you one question, Bible scholar in here. How many times Paul said repent and be baptized? How many times he said repent and be baptized? Not once. How many times he said be born again? Not once. Well, yet and still, that's all we hear. And we got scripture. This says, let the man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. But do Paul ever say you got to be born again to be saved? You know why? Because when you place your faith in Christ, and who is what he did, the Holy Spirit comes in you. It says we're baptized into Christ. By what? Your faith. So when the Holy Spirit comes in, he changes you. He makes you any man be in Christ what? New creation. So you don't hear Paul saying be baptized and be born again, because when you get the Holy, when you put your faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in, he baptizes you. He makes you new. Why did he want a baptism? What a baptism is symbolic of what has already taken place when you believed. Accepting Christ in your first day, him coming in your heart, that's the born again for under grace. When you put your faith in Christ, believe in your heart, touch your mouth, that's when the Holy Spirit comes in. All right, I know I'm too heavy for y'all this morning. You may close out. Do not frustrate the grace of God. Everything you need comes by grace. Everything you need comes by grace. How do you, question, how do you receive the grace of God? Somebody.
Faith.
Faith in what?
Faith.
You got that right. That's right. So when you try to get something from God other than through Christ, guess what? It works, and God don't hear you. No man come to Father but by me. That applies to salvation. And we got grace. I know you got grace because you're saved by grace. You're saved by grace. But in order to activate grace, you need faith. So strong, and God wants to help you. He may use me, he may use you to help somebody else, but ultimately God want to get the glory. That's why I tell you, if I do something for you, it's the grace of God in me doing it. It ain't me. I might let you go on down the road somewhere. Because the grace of God, I got to stop. How you doing? You can help you. You know, because the grace of God. And if I do something for somebody, we should never take credit for ourselves. It's the Lord in you.
Hallelujah.
He should get the glory.
Right. Glory.
He should get the glory. You know why so many, do you want to know why so many people got all these TV ministers as their idol? T.D. Jakes, Brian Parsley, Benny Hinn. Do you know why? This is my own personal opinion. Why they got people that idolize them? Because they're not doing what I'm saying right now.
Who?
All these ministers that idolize. Joel Osteen. Now, nothing wrong with the ministers. But the people love them so much, or I love them so much, they think they want to do the work that God do. So I don't see none of these preachers giving God no glory. Because if you give me credit for something I didn't do, I'm going to give it to you. No, it wasn't me, it was Jesus.
Amen.
Then you make the problem of having the idols, ministers as idols. But are they getting the glory back to God? Are they telling them the source of anything anybody do is called to God? And I'm not going to be standing before God. I'm not going to say, well, you took all my glory. Not me. If God has something for me, do something for me through you, you need me to do something for you, it ain't me. It's not me. Don't be giving me no glory. Because God didn't give me grace, I would have grace to help you. There's idols in the church. Brother Swagger, I love him. I follow his ministry. But when he fell, you know he fell. And don't you know when he fell, a whole lot of people fell right along with him? Because their faith was in the wrong person. You don't put your faith and trust in no man. Jesus never fails. So I say, don't put all your faith in me because I might fall tomorrow. But if you put your faith in Jesus, he never fails. I don't want nobody to use me as an excuse for not going to hell. Don't use me. My Lord told me a long time ago, don't idolize no man. But that's what they do. And then they do something wrong. They think they're perfect. They're not perfect. I'm perfect. Somebody's perfect is Jesus. So whatever you do, point to Jesus. It's like ricochet. Bless you, push it off. Do some push-ups. Oh, you're great, Pastor. Oh, Pastor, you're great. Push it off. No, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. You got to do some push-ups. Somebody give you praise? It's the Lord in me. It's the Lord in me. It ain't me. It ain't you. And God said he shares the word. I know I've tipped on some toes. Don't analyze no man. And when you put your, you know, when you go to somebody else for help other than Jesus, it grieves him. It frustrates him. If you're married, got a husband, me and Brenda was talking about this other day. You married, got a husband, and your husband don't do nothing for you? When he's supposed to do something for you, he don't do it? You do all the work? I'll use this illustration. I'm going to close out with this.
woman, a man got a woman. And he tells his wife, honey, wash my clothes, iron my suit, have my food ready when I get home, have the house cleaned up.
Amen.
He give you all these commands, but he don't give you no help. Here come another man, give you the same direction. Say, honey, I'm going to help you with clothes. I'm going to help you clean the house. I'm going to cook the food. Which one do you choose? You choose the one that's helping, right? We're married to Christ, and I need some peace of mind. I need a job. And I'm running all around town trying to get a job. But husband says, but your husband say, honey, you take a child to find your job, but while you looking for a job, I'm gonna work some extra hours and you don't have to work right now, but take your time to find a job. He's gonna help. But when you go to the other man, he's blessing you, so you're gonna lean more to him. And God said, you go to we're going to other people for everything instead of going to him, directly to him. And it frustrates God, but God, he wants to help you. But we go to other people, your cousin, or this or that, or Pookie, or Doodoo, or whoever name you want to call them, go running down for help instead of going to Christ first. Whenever you're going through a test or trial, just you can write this down in your book. Go to Christ first in faith and wait on the grace. Go to Christ first in faith, then wait for the thing to come. Wait on grace to come. Sometimes grace comes fast. Sometimes grace comes immediately. Sometimes it's delayed. Stop running to man, frustrating the Holy Spirit because you're going outside of the marriage bond to get what you need. I know I have to cover a whole lot of ground because many people go outside the marriage to get what they need. And I ain't talking about no work. I'm talking about, you know, they ain't getting needs met. Don't go outside the marriage bond. And Christ said, quit going outside looking for somebody else when I got everything you need. Right here at home. Amen?
Amen.
Don't frustrate the grace of God. Stop frustrating the grace of God by going to everything but God. It don't make no sense to me. If God owns everything, he does. He has everything. Why would I go somewhere else for things I need from all he can do? It don't make no sense to me. And God probably saying, fool, I don't see my son down here. He gonna run to so-so and this job and this job and not come to me. And I provide everything for him. God from shaking his head, he don't get frustrated because he know everything. But if I was, I'd be frustrated. What? Why is she running over there trying to get drug habit taken care of? Why is he running for going to get alcohol? Why is he running for gambling? Why is he running over here when I'm the source? I'm the one that can do something about it. Run all outside, look everywhere, trying to get peace. And God is peace. Count your strength. God is your strength. Anyway, close up there. God bless you. Heaven's not a part.
Hallelujah. And I just began to talk to God. And I just said this to him. Where would I be?
If you need prayer, why don't you come?
You all know.
I told you how you get grace of God is through faith.
I'm glad.
Preach Christ. You see the grace of God. Stop frustrating grace by going everywhere and anywhere to get what you need.
A hopeless case and empty place, if not for grace, where would I be?
Good question.
You all know. Not for grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I was.